This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
We're in time. Should I say good morning and good afternoon? As I mentioned in our promo, you can join us now for lunch or brunch on Wednesdays. So I'm Michelle Swinnick. This is Lucy DeGrazia, and we're coming to you live on multiple platforms. So bear with me while I work out some of the tech, because I think I just screwed up the event the way it's structured on CloudHome. So I know that I said last week when we came on live for these Jesus Rocks Live events on Wednesday, I need to take off my glasses. I don't need them right now, that we were going to have the tech issues taken care of. So we're almost there, like 99% of that. But there were some demons that snuck in today, and I think I fixed those issues. So bear with me while I take care of that when she's going to come on and she's going to talk and she's going to play the guitar. All right. So let me lay this out for everybody. So basically what we've done is we're putting together, we have put together Wednesdays. We are coming to you and doing Jesus Rocks Live, Jesus Rocks Live prayer group, Bible study, and faith gathering. And why I'm looking around is because I got multiple screens and I got things that I'm keeping an eye on. So it's not that I'm ignoring the people with the camera. And as you know, if you watch me on TV, on Brighttown TV, on my show on Fridays, I don't really look at the camera because there's too much going on. Plus, then there's guests and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so what we wanted to put together was an hour on Wednesdays to get you through the week, get you halfway through, like over the hump, right? And that way you can gather, you can get some incredible, amazing content, get a little guitar and a little singing and get your God on, right? Because everybody's saying God wins, right? But what about you? And it also gives you an opportunity to learn, share, pray together, because that's the thing that's missing. That's what we realize, or at least I realize. She's known for a long time because this is her jam. This is her wheelhouse, you know, because she's a faith. Well, Lucy is a faith advisor, my personal faith advisor. She's a faith advisor to many, a worship leader, and a scripture expert. And a nuclear honey badger all rolled up into one that plays the guitar at the same time and sings beautifully. So I said, you know, let's do this. Let's put it together since people are asking, people are needing it, they're wanting it. And I said, we can do it. We can do it live and we'll do it on Wednesdays. And then we will, I'm looking at the time. Now I need my glasses on. Oh, it's 10:07 already. How'd that happen? Oh, we started late. We started late because Michelle screwed up the tech. Okay, so I'm gonna be really short. So basically how we're doing this is Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We're coming to you live. Now, you have an opportunity to go into the Clout Hub event, and then that's the chat we're going to monitor, even though we're on all these other platforms. But that's because I can only do one. I can only do one while I'm doing all this other stuff because they don't have a producer. I am the roadie and the producer for this event that we're doing on Wednesdays. So I've got, and I'm winging it. Okay. I'm winging it. So bear with me on the tech. So if you go over to JesusRocksLive.com, and the reason why I'm saying this is because people are watching and viewing on different platforms. So we're streaming on all the social media platforms that the show Everything Home normally does. So you've got that on the Getter and the Rumble and the Clout Hub, and, or at least our channel on Clout Hub and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. I stuck in YouTube because I know that we're not going to talk about anything that I normally talk about on my shows, so that they're not going to kick me off that and ban the show. Well, yeah, they actually might on this one, but it's later in the show. Normally, because when I say it's Nooner in Mayor Corruption County, how I open the show every show, it's like, you said two words right there in the first four. Yeah, I know, and I'm not going to change it. I don't use code words. No, we don't have time for code words. We have time for the truth. So we're coming to you live on that, but I'm coming to you live through Blog Talk Radio, which then is dispersed to all the 25 podcast players. So we've got the audio version for those of you that are listening on the audio live and then on demand. And then we've got the video that's watching you on us on all the platforms video and on demand. Okay. So I'm going to, we're trying so keep that in mind. So some people are only listening, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking, well, you're just going to be talking. You're not doing any like dancing and showing and playing videos or any of that stuff. This is pure content and pure song and pure joy and pure God and pure Jesus. So the audio version, you don't have to like explain things because you're actually talking. Like maybe people aren't used to that. They're used to, they're not used to the content, like solid content. So this is a good test. So it's the difference between audio and video. Usually you have to explain things but we don't have to because it's just real.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like using a pen and paper and wearing a common sense cap. Oh, speaking of hat, look at our hats. Jesus is my savior. Trump is my president. So we both got the hats. I copied her, but I went camo just because that one was out of stock, but I figure now we got both.
Yep.
So anyway, here's the deal. If you go to JesusRocksLive.com, you can register for I'm wrapping it up. So you can register. That way you can get in the chat because we're going to do these events on CloutHub, but all the rest we're going to always stream on all the platforms anyway. So we're going to get you from every direction. Plus you can always listen on demand. And this will be episode 339. So if you go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, you can see I set up this thing all by myself, right? It's amazing what you can do. Yeah, right? So I set this off without reading any instructions. I just winged it, all right? So this is just the beginning. It's better than last week. Each week we're getting better, right? Each week we're getting better. And then I think next week's going to really actually be amazing because I think I figured out who I can hire to do these things. Let's see how fast they can get the stuff done. So if you look right there, your take action menu, and for those of you listening, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and I hope this is on. Yes, I forgot to check that part. everythinghomeaboutus.com. And that's your take action menu. So all the information literally that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, is there. And all the Our Joshua Moment series that Lucy has done with Pastor Greg Young, plus other ones that she's done a standalone on our show, they're all listed there. So go check that out. That'll get you ready for these Wednesdays. And there's much more, but I think you've heard enough of me. It's time to get your God on. It's time for Lucy DeGrazia to do what she does best, right? And sorry we went long because I started late. Now I got to go play with the Clout Hub thing. So I'm going to go downstairs. Wait, I got to wink. Right, I'm going downstairs. And Lucy's going to take over. And you won't hear from me in a while. I got to work on some tech stuff. So I'm going to put – I got my roadie hat on. And I'm going to go downstairs. So Lucy DeGrazia.
Thanks.
Yeah, the show is yours. I can't believe I'm doing this yet again. This is the second time. All right. Okay, let's do this. All right, everybody get ready. And don't forget, if you sign up, register, you can go on the Cloud Hub events. It's Cloud Hub events. JesusRocksLive.com. Tell all your friends. This is something that will change your life, I promise. And if we come together, pray, plan, take action, we can actually turn this country around. You could save America and yourselves, your soul. Yes, you, your soul. All right. Go ahead.
All right.
I'm going. I got to go downstairs.
Don't hit the guitar on your way down. good morning, everybody. I'm so, so blessed to be here with you all today. And we're going to talk about some amazing stuff today the Lord's put on my heart. And I'm just so grateful that you're here. So let's open in prayer and worship. Remember, we talked about worship last week being our way to tell God we love him and God's way to open up our hearts to hear his message more clearly. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we humbly come before you. We love you, God. We thank you for this day. And we ask that you're with us, God, and that you use me today and you speak through me mightily. And it's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Let's sing.
Mighty one, the Lord calls you all.
Yeah, if you have your Bibles, you're going to want to get them out and maybe a notebook or a pencil because we got a lot to cover this morning. A thankful heart, right? We have thankful hearts, and I'm so grateful. And remember, everything that I say today, you don't have to believe me. We're supposed to test everything that we hear, that we want to believe, everything. Against the word of God. God will show you. God gives discernment. We should do that with everything we do, right? And we just got to be thankful for everything we have, especially now. We're going to talk about some big stuff today. Just let me get my stuff together and get your Bibles out. So last week we talked a little bit about how this is all geared towards believers, right? So I'm assuming that everybody who's on here already knows Jesus, has asked Jesus to be the savior of their soul, the king of their soul, and has surrendered, is repentant and surrendered to Jesus. And what I'm trying to do here is just bring forth truth that we have not been told in our churches, and connecting what the Lord says and what the Lord wants from us to what we're going through in the world. Because I personally felt for years and years and years sitting in church that there was a disconnect between the two. And it almost made God feel to me very fake because we have these ideas of God and then I had no application into the daily life, and it was a struggle for me for a long time. And so I'm hoping, I know a lot of you have the same struggle because I've spoken with so many about this. And so if you have your Bibles, which I'm hoping you do, I don't really like the online, like I said last week, I don't care what version you have, but what I don't like are the online Bibles. I don't know, it's just my personal preference, but I also feel like online, they can change words a lot easier. If they wanted to, like Google changes lots of things. And so I just don't like the online Bibles. Plus, I just feel like, you know, we need to be flipping those pages. And I don't know, there's just something about holding the book in your hand that just gives power. Because it's a living book, it's alive. And I don't feel like the phones are alive. But if you have your Bibles, we're going to work backwards today. I'm actually going to start in Revelation. Because a lot of Christians are really thinking about Revelation right now. And we're divided once again into two camps, you know, pre-trib, post-trib, right? Are we getting raptured or are we not getting raptured? Do we stand in the gap and continue to fight until Jesus returns, or do we run to the hills and wait for Jesus to return? And that's like kind of two things. So in the Revelation, Jesus begins by talking about the seven churches or the seven lampstands. And I wonder, like, where American church fits in to this. Are we a little bit of each of the seven churches? Do we focus in on one church more than others? I think we are a little bit of each church. But to me, as I'm reading, and in Revelation chapter 2, actually chapter 3, the message to the Sardis, this seems to me, when I read the different churches, like I said, I can see a little bit of all of us, you know, America and all the different churches. But when I read chapter 3, the message to the Sardis, I really connect here because I think this is where a lot of us are in the American church. So I'm just going to start right from the beginning here. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Sardis. This is the message from the one who has the sevenfold spirit of God and the seven stars. I know all the things you do and that you have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is almost dead. I find that your actions do not meet the requirements of my God. Go back to what you heard and first believed. Hold to it firmly. Repent and turn to me again. If you don't wake up, I will come to you suddenly as unexpected as a thief. Yet there are some in the church in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes with evil. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. All who are victorious will be clothed in white. I will never erase their names from the book of life, but I will announce it before my Father and his angels that they are mine. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. So that rung true with me. We have a reputation for being alive. You know, America, we have a reputation for being this godly nation, this Christian nation, and we were, and we're supposed to be. God did bless this land. God did give it to us when he brought that first group over in 1620. But as I look, and we're sitting in these churches every single week, and our churches are getting farther and farther away from the truth of God. They're getting more about entertainment. They're getting more about the spiritual, whatever that means. It's a new age thing. And we're kind of pretending. We go to church. I love the way Pastor Mario Murillo says it when he says, we go to church for fog machines, big screens, and skinny jeans, because that's kind of what it is, right? We get our lattes in the lobby, and we go in and sit down with our arms folded and say, entertain me, God. And then we want to think we're a living church. So yeah, I kind of see us as the church in Sardis. We got to wake up. And so I want to keep working backwards. Now, we talked last week about being citizens of heaven. We have to defend the faith. Now, as citizens of heaven, what does that look like? Well, it looks like we're kind of, I don't want to say vacationing because this isn't really a vacation. Life is tough. Not easy, especially when you follow Jesus. But what it looks like is we're sojourners. We're traveling through here on our way to our final destination, which is the kingdom of heaven, to live with God. And so right now, we're travelers, and that's why we have Jesus as our guide. He leads us. He's our shepherd. He says, stay close to me because you're literally sheep among wolves, right? So stay close to the shepherd. So we talked about that last week, and I want to get into it a little bit more. So now that we've gone through Revelation chapter 3, turn a little bit back to 1 John. So if you come into 1 John, we're going to start right at chapter 2. We're going to start chapter 2, verse 12. So 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. It's just two books before Revelation, so it's not too far from there. And John is talking here in verse 12 about his purpose and why he's writing this. And I think it's important that we hear this. His purpose in writing this. I'm writing to you who are God's children. Because your sins have been forgiven through Jesus, I am writing to you who are mature in the faith. Because you know Christ, who existed from the beginning. I am writing to you who are young in the faith, because you won your battle with the evil one. I have written to you who are God's children, because you know the Father. I have written to you who are mature in the faith, because you know Christ, who existed from the beginning. I have written to you who are young in the faith, because you are strong. God's word lives in your hearts, and you have won your battle with the evil one. Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love this world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world only offers a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and our possessions. These are not from the Father, but from this world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Okay, so we're children of the living God. We're not supposed to love the things of this world. Remember, this world is fallen, and God has allowed Satan to rule here. The powers and principalities of the air rule here now, temporarily, until God says no more. Until that time, we are not to love the things of this world. We can utilize the things of this world to our advantage to worship God. But we are to follow God first. Again, I'm going to strengthen you a little bit more. Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. Again, it's just the book just before the 1 John. So 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 3 here. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by a means of marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind, forgetting they have been cleansed from their old sins. Okay? So God says, eyes to see, ears to hear. Don't be blind. Wake up. Okay? So what does that look like? Well, great deceptions are from Satan. Remember we talked a little bit last week about like New Age philosophy and that kind of thing. It's a dental floss line. Satan is not going to come to you as a devil, scary. He's going to come to you as an angel, and he's going to lie to you, and he's going to tell you all of these good things. And that is where we are. And today, my heart's been really heavy because, and it's been a long, long time, because I see the children. And today we're going to focus in on the reality of what's really going on with our children. okay, because this is biblical. This is not just about school, public school versus private school. This is biblical. This is a demonic fallen world that hates God and is out to destroy everything that God loves and everything that loves God. Okay, so before we really dive into the satanic realm that is after our children, I want to take us through some more scripture, because this is the word of the Lord. And remember, this is a living book, and we need to know what God expects of us so that we can stand in this gap and we can defend the faith the way we're told to. So let's turn now to let's just keep working backwards. Let's start at Luke chapter 18. I'm going back to front today. Luke chapter 18, starting at verse 15. It's actually just 18:15. One day, some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. Okay, think about that right there. Let's just stop right there. As parents, ask yourself, have you done this with your children? Did you take your little children to church? Do you take your little children to church? Did you have your little child baptized? Have you dedicated your child to the Lord? Think about it. Because if you haven't, we need to do that. Okay, that's first and foremost. The Catholics baptize infants, and then the Protestants say, that's kind of silly. We don't need to baptize infants because they don't really have a say or whatever, or it's not original sin or whatever. I don't even know. But the Catholics have a reason for baptizing infants, and it's true, because if you know anything about Satanists and satanic ritual, they love to sacrifice infants. They won't abduct or kidnap or go after or sacrifice a baptized infant. So just let that ring out. They won't go near an infant that's been dedicated to God. So that's why we do it. We dedicate our infants, our babies, to God. So right there, one day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. As parents, you have to bring your children to Jesus, because if you don't, no one will. It's your job, parents. But when the disciples saw this, so now listen, they scolded the parents for bothering him. Okay, so the disciples didn't have kids. They scolded the parents. And don't we do that? Like, children should be seen and not heard, right? Then Jesus called for the children, and he said to the disciples, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." So it's twofold. God loves the children, and he expects us to have the hearts of children when we come to him. Okay, think about that. As a child, children trust their parents. They love their parents. They believe what their parents tell them. They hang on to the security and the love of their parents. We are to be like that with our Father in heaven. Okay. Now let's turn to Luke chapter 1. We're just going to still be in Luke for one more second. Chapter 1, verse 42. This is when Mary's visiting Elizabeth. Actually, I'm going to go a little bit before, because I want to show you something here. And starting at verse 39. A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leapt within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said. The baby in the womb was the first person to recognize the unborn Jesus, another baby in the womb. Okay? Let that sink in. The first person to recognize Jesus was a baby in the womb, and he would be born to become John the Baptist. Okay, so he was chosen by God. So look at the abortion argument. The baby's in the womb. Does the baby know anything? People say no. Does the baby feel anything? People say no. Can we kill the baby? People say yes. Is it okay? People say yes. Is it humane? People will say yes. What does God say? Even the baby in the womb knows me. God says, I knit you together before I placed you in your mother's womb. So think about that. Think about abortion. Why do they want to kill babies? Okay, this is all biblical. It's nothing to do with poverty or rape or any of the human excuses that Satan gives us in this world to justify murdering God's unborn. Okay, continuing on, because like I said, this is a Bible study and this is what we do. Let's go to Mark, also in the Gospels. Let's start with Mark chapter 10. Chapter 10, verses 13 we're going to start at. Again, I'm going to reiterate, because the Gospels just reinforce each other. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. One day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents. And when Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. See, so each disciple has their version in the Gospels. They all tell the same story, just a little bit tweaked because they all had the personal experience. He said to them, let the children come to me. Do not stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. Okay? Go back a page to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verse 37. We'll start at verse 36. Then he put a little child among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, anyone who welcomes a child like this on my behalf welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me not only welcomes me, but also my Father who sent me. Let's go back one more page, one more book to Matthew. Matthew chapter 18, starting at verse 3. Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. Then he said, I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me. Okay? So we have all of these scriptures about children, how important the children are. God chose to enter this world to save us as a child, an infant. Okay? Very important to God. So if something's that important to God, then Satan wants to take it out. Okay, so now let's take a look at what's going on in the world, because, like I said, I'm going to connect the world to the scripture. okay, so you guys could see and open your eyes and ears. Because we have a thing called mind control, and they've been using it since the beginning of time, actually. When it all goes all the way back to the 15th century with the alchemists, the Rosicrucians. Another episode altogether, we're going to talk about the Masons and the Illuminati and all of that. They've mastered things like mind control. They're Luciferians. They actually believe Lucifer was the one who got the short end of the stick, and he deserves to be God. So we'll talk about that at another time, but right now we're going to concentrate on the children. So we have abortion on demand. We have child labor, child sex trafficking, and the most real, and I would suggest the most obvious to God's people, but the least obvious to people with no eyes to see or ears to hear, is satanic ritual. Satanic ritual abuse, massive. It has been since the beginning of time. Okay? Old Testament, go back to Jeremiah, when God was so angry because the people had been convinced to sacrifice their babies to Moloch. It was a huge statue with flaming hot arms. And God's people would willingly take their babies and place them in the arms of this beast statue as a sacrifice. And God said, why are you doing this? It never even crossed my mind to sacrifice your children for me. Why would you think about doing this? And yet, no, abortion's okay. And I'm still hearing that argument because now we've overturned Roe v. Wade. Finally, praise God, he overturned Roe v. Wade. He led us to end the slaughter. But now the states individually, including my own state, Arizona, are doing everything they can to change Arizona law because Arizona law already has in our constitution, you'll go to jail. You do not kill a baby. It is illegal to kill a baby, born or unborn, in the state of Arizona. And we have people who call themselves Christians, Republicans, conservatives, who are willing to amend Arizona's constitution to allow abortion up to 15 weeks. Are we serving God here? Or are we sacrificing to Moloch to go along, to get along? Are we going to stand in the gap against this? Okay. Satanic ritual is real. Here's just a few statistics. 50,000 United States children alone go missing each month. I know that's really hard to believe. It's like 1,000 children a day per state. Think about that. It's like 1,000 children a day per state. Now, I had another statistic that said every 40 seconds a child goes missing. Think about that. Every 40 seconds, 50,000. Now, these children are never found. They're never found. No DNA, no bones, no traces, no blood drops, nothing. Where are children going? You guys got to ask these questions. Where are the children going? Never to be found again. Okay? Satanic ritual is one way, it's probably the biggest way, but our system of laws and our government are our enemy as well, okay? Because who rules the world? Remember, who rules this world? Who are the powers and the principalities that rule here? And right now, we do not have godly in government. When the godly are in government, the people rejoice. When the wicked are in government, the people groan. And I'd say we are doing a lot of groaning right now. And it's a lot our fault because we don't vet candidates before we vote. We're lazy about it. And we don't care if they're even Christians or not. We don't even take that. We don't even look at what they stand for. We go based on name recognition or incumbents. And the last thing we look at is if you're a Christian or not. I remember when we had a Christian man running for president a few years ago, and the argument was, we don't want a pastor in chief, we want a president. So we kind of do this to ourselves. You have to vet candidates. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked are in authority, the people groan. And we are groaning. And we're having our children stolen away from us in every single which way. So satanic ritual is one way. And the Satanists are rising. We have over 100,000 witch coven country right now that we know of. And they're growing. Over 65 plus million practicing New Age. New Age is demonic. It's satanic. Okay? So we've got, Satan's building an army. He's building an army to take down Jesus. He thinks he can beat Jesus. He knows he can't. But that's what he's doing. And in the meantime, if he can take as many of God's people away as possible. Okay? Our children are being legally kidnapped through the Child Protective Services. You guys need to start looking into these things. Do homework. Phoenix Children, TGen, look into it. Medical kidnap is a real thing. I think there's a website. Michelle can, when she comes back on, she can confirm. I think there's a website called medicalkidnap.com where you can see parents' stories. The parents are speaking out. Okay? Orphanages. Here's where the churches come in. The churches sponsor a lot of orphanages. Lately, I've been hearing a lot of churches sponsoring orphanages in the Ukraine. We've got to send money to the orphanages in Ukraine. Why do we have so many Ukrainian orphanages? Right? Why do we have so many Ukrainian orphans? Blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies are orphans? Really? When we've got millions of parents here, I even know personally parents who have been waiting and waiting and waiting to adopt a baby and can't get a baby, yet we've got orphanages in Ukraine full of children. How does that make any sense? All these women are just giving up their children? Or are these children being taken? Because what I've learned is a lot of Ukrainian women have their babies stolen at birth, and they're told that their babies have died, and their babies have to go to the lab for autopsy, et cetera, and they never see their babies again. So look into these things, okay? Remember, cognitive dissonance, mind control is real. What God tells us, the children are of utmost importance. That means we, as followers of Jesus, need to be standing in the gap and protecting our children. We're running out of time, and I want to close with this today. We still have so much more to go on the children, and you guys need to really look into this. But the most important for me right now, we're getting ready to do this. Back to school! Parents, if you call yourselves followers of Jesus, you cannot send your children back to public school. It is not godly in any way, shape, or form. Not only is it going to take your children away from love of country, because that's what it's designed to do, it's also designed to take your children away from the truth of God. Your children, if you're submitting them to the public school, are being taught that they came from chaos, okay, through the pond scum of the Mother Earth ocean, and there really is no purpose or meaning to their life whatsoever. They just kind of evolved as paramecium or whatever. And it's just by luck that you're here, and you have no purpose, and there's really no reason to be here other than to serve your government. You see? Satan. Serve Satan. No God in the public school. Teaching all the government ways against God's government, against God's goodness, to serve Satan. Get your mind around this. If you need help, there are multiple places, people. I myself am helping parents who want to homeschool and are struggling, okay? This is our time. This is what God means, to stand in the gap, to be there, to fight, to take action. Michelle's always, pray, plan, take action. We prayed. Our plan now, get your kids out of the satanic public school. You cannot submit them 50, 60 hours a week to the devil and expect them to know Jesus. It will not happen. You can't do it. Okay? You just can't. You have to defend the faith. This is our time. This is our time. So now before we end this, and we still have a few minutes left, if you're in this New Age stuff, get out. Get out. Repent. for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When Jesus comes back, and it's going to be soon, we can all feel it. Okay? We can all feel it. Like a thief in the night, he's coming. What happens? What do we do? What are we doing now? We're prepping, aren't we? We're collecting food. We've got guns and ammo so we can defend our family, right? We're doing all this physical prepping, you know, smart bells and all this stuff on our houses. So we have surveillance, keeping everything locked. Now we're getting locks on our gas cans because they're siphoning out of the neighborhood. Gas, because the price is getting so high, people are getting desperate. So we're physically preparing. We're doing a lot of physical preparing, but we're sacrificing our children at the altars of Moloch. We're not spiritually preparing, right? Paul tells us we're athletes, farmers, and soldiers in God's kingdom. Athletes, farmers, and soldiers. Okay, we got to keep going. And we protect, defend, and protect the children. Okay, because that is our main job. All right. I want you to do some homework. I want you to look into Pizzagate. Pizzagate is real. Okay. You're starting to hear a little bit on the news again. We tried to bring it out to people several years ago. Okay. Do some homework. Pizzagate is real. James Alefantis, the owner of Comet Ping Pong Pizza. Okay. He's a Rothschild. Look who he hangs around with. Look who his friends are. Tony Podesta. Okay, then look into Tony Podesta. Who's Tony Podesta? Clinton advisors. Look into Tony Podesta's art collection. Okay? Anthony Weiner. You're seeing these things in the news again if you're paying attention, because God is bringing them forward again to people who are now awake and red-pilled in the truth. God's bringing us forward, okay? So look up these things. Pizzagate, Podesta child torture, Tony Podesta's art, and see where it leads you. Open your mind when you do these things and remember what God tells us about the children, okay? So time for a song? Do we have time for a...
Of course there's time for a song. Hello. Hello, that's my favorite part of the show.
Because this is really, really heavy today. I know this message was...
No, but it was reality.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, we need to hear these things, guys. I mean, this is...
You know, this is the world you live in,
right.
People. This is the world you live in. This is the world that you have been, let's just say, sheltered from. Because either they didn't want you to know, or you choose to go, oh, it's conspiracy theory, which... As everyone that's watching this probably knows, there is no such thing. And then that was just another phrase, another hijacking of words. And it's propaganda, because back in the 60s, the CIA were basically saying, oh, these people are kind of getting clued in. We better make y'all think the nuts. And it's not nuts. As you can see, nowadays, it's conspiracy theories turn into fact within like a matter of hours, not months or days. So I will let her do that, and then we're going to wrap it up because we want to end it exactly at 11, even though we started late today. But I guarantee you next week it's going to even be better. And then I'm going to exit it real quick after she does her song. So I got a little taste of it earlier. I got to go back downstairs. No, I'm going to stay up here. Am I allowed to come on my show? No, they're actually, it's in the way. All right, go ahead, do your thing. I'll go downstairs.
I'll knock you out.
I didn't really do the stairs.
Yeah, go get the stairs. There you go. Okay.
I kind of fell off the stairs. Just go ahead.
So just remember this one thing. There is always hope. There's always hope in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is powerful, double-edged sword. And if you're on Team Jesus, there's always hope, because God does win. We know this. We know the end. Satan might not, but we do. Team Jesus, there's always hope. He'll give us the joy, the peace, the patience, everything from his spirit to ours, because he loves us. So always hope. I love you guys. I can see clearly. I can't see all obstacles in my way. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he lift his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious towards you, and may he grant you peace. Love you guys. Do your homework. Pray out. Love you. See you next week.
Yay. That's beautiful. All right. Incredible, incredible show. And I'm going to wrap it up real quick because I think we're at 10:57. We want to always keep this under, all right, exactly an hour or just a little bit under. So if you can, if you enjoyed what you saw, you want to see more, and you also want to participate, we want to make sure that this is an interactive experience for people where you can ask questions and you can put in prayer requests and people can gather together. That's kind of the whole point. The whole point is that if this is for the audience, and this was an inspiration put together by Lucy and myself, because when I started really paying attention to what she had to say and who she is, I got so much out of it. And I said, this has to be out to more people. More people need to be able to experience this. So it took a year, and we're finally here now. And it took her a year to actually commit to it. So a lot of work behind the scenes. There's always work behind the scenes, right? And I don't know why I have to be doing it all. Yeah.
Because that's what you do. You're going to be in the basement.
Yeah, but I also I do the front, and I do the side, and I do the left, and I do the right. Well, I don't really do the left. I don't like the left. So it's exhausting, people, but that's okay. That's okay. If you want to participate, that would be awesome. I'd like you to go to JesusRocksLive.com. That's JesusRocksLive.com. So you can register and go to the chat. That's will get you to the events that we're doing. It's every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And we're hosting them on Cloud Hub, but we're streaming them everywhere. Okay, so this is live streaming on all the social media platforms. But the only chat that I'm checking is the one in Cloud Hub, not the Cloud Hub channel, the Cloud Hub event. So, because I can only do so much, right? Especially if you see what we should turn the camera around for them on one of the shows so you can see what this is in front. It's like a hot mess. But anyway, I don't want to ruin the energy and the flow of this show. So go to JesusRocksLive.com, share the show, share this opportunity and this experience with all of your friends and family, because the more people that actually gather, the more people that pray, the more people that put God first, and like I said, pray, plan, take action, we can do this. We can do this, and it's also, like I said, saving America, but saving yourselves and saving your soul, because there's not a lot of time left, and we all have to get on the battlefield, not the playing field anymore. We went from playing field to battlefield last week when I said, whoa, this is serious, and people need to take it seriously, and people also need to accept that this is war. Spiritual war between good and evil. It's a war in every way.
It's a war for your children.
Oh, they just take the kids. They're taking the kids. So if they're not physically stealing them, right, physically stealing them, they're stealing their emotions. Mm-hmm. They're stealing them up here, and they're stealing their soul in the schools. So that was great when she said, don't take them, back to school. Don't. Don't. You can't. This is it. This is it.
This is your frontline battle.
So you might as well just hand them over and say, here, demons. Here, drop them off in demon indoctrination centers and let them be there for 8 hours a day And then, yeah, that's all they're doing. And you think this year is going to be, it's going to be 100 times worse than last year because they are ramping up. I mean, your kid doesn't come home as like a trans, homo, bi, plusing like the first day, then you just, you made it out by the skin of your teeth because it's on day two, the kid's going to be like, Mom, I'm a raccoon, right? And you're like, oh my God, yeah. So parents, this one's on you. It's time to step up to the plate and yank that kid out. You know, the three P's.
Your
we'll mention them real, the three,
yeah.
Yes. So not only is it is plan, pray, thank you, plan, take action. We got a thought, and I'm wrapping this up, guys,
yeah.
I swear to God.
Your action is to get them out of the schools.
Yeah, get them out of the schools. And real quick, because the primaries are coming up.
August 2.
August 2nd here in Arizona. Thank you. Thank you. Because I'm looking at the clock,
yeah,
and I want to end
know.
This. So, here's what you can, the three P's, the three new things that we came up with, the three P's that are the problem. A lot of the pastors,
yeah.
The politician, and guess what? Parents.
Yeah.
Not only are you allowing the kids to go to school, up into high school, then you are crazy enough to pay some college $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year to brainwash them. You're paying for it.
Yeah.
Whoa. At least when it's coming out of your taxes for the public schools, it kind of doesn't feel as much, but you're physically writing a check going, here, take my kid further into in demon indoctrination. And by the way, I'm going to give you $60,000 to do it each year.
Don't do it.
Whoa. Like, seriously, you go buy a franchise for Subway. You're better off. Okay, so that's it. Tune in on Friday on brightpeon.tv. I've got Dr. Betsy Eads coming on. She's coming back. She's an incredible guest. So we're going to talk about the fake COVID coming back. We're talking about the pox and all this other stuff because you know that they don't want to have an election in November. We have to. We, patriots, we the people have to go through all the motions. But don't be surprised if it doesn't happen. I've only been saying that for 6 months. And watch how many people are start talking about it now. Mm-hmm. And Priscilla Romans with Grace Care. So she is the medical care advocacy. So are you joining me on Friday?
No.
Okay. I haven't flown solo on Fridays in a while. So tune in on brightpeon.tv on Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And then Monday, another big full show. It is the next to last show before we kick it really high into gear because there's 14 different primaries left across the country, Arizona being on August 2nd. So Monday is the talk radio show at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time. All that information is right there. Boom, 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 where you see it. Everything home about us.com, the tabs. Don't forget, you can listen and watch Lucy, Pastor Greg, and a lot of extra Lucy ones that we've done. Every time she comes on the show, I make a special segment because it's about faith, and that's under our Joshua moment. And that's the series. And I'm telling you, that'll change your life. Start with episode 318 and then join us here. And then join the Save My Freedom movement. It's all on there. This is all part of that, right? Because I had to make it bigger than just the show. The show was like, I think we got two shows. Now we have this on Wednesday. So you get us on Monday, you get us Wednesdays and Fridays. So then I needed to make it something that covers all of it. And that's the whole Save My Freedom movement. Because you're saving your own freedoms. You're saving all the aspects of your life. All right. So that's it. Everything there. Everything. Homeaboutus.com. We are out of here. Another successful episode. Thank you very much, my friend. See, it's like a friendly handshake, right? Like, that's a real man.
Not the Illuminati handshake.
It's not some code or like a whatever stupid crap that they do. Or like
we'll talk about all of it.
Yeah, you got it. It's like this, and
we're gonna get into all of it.
So. You know, like peace out. Yeah. We don't do peace out. Never was into that.
Religion is everything.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. So then we'll be back here next Wednesday. So make sure you mark your calendar. You can subscribe on any of the social media platforms, all the Rumbles and the Clout Hubs and all that. It's all over the place. So mark your calendar, tell your friends, and then Friday. All right. All right. I got to go back downstairs. I got to shut all this stuff down. So you blow them a kiss, like, say goodnight, Gracie. Can
love
you do that? Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
There you go.
Love you guys.
Oh, that's too funny.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars.
Yeah, Bill couldn't get on. What's
be living here today.
Why? 2 weeks in a row, he said, I can't
the
get into
work. Stands for
Lucy, do you know how many platforms we're on?
Can't take and. That away.
Oh.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.